Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's going on? And welcome to Chris vs. the People, the show where real people tell real stories that just may hit real close to home. I'm your host, Chris Clemens, and today we are diving into your guys' insane family lore. And when I say insane family lore, I genuinely don't think a millisecond of that is clickbait. Because if there's one thing about the people, it's that y'all come with some stories. Now, we've done this theme before on a previous episode, and I had so much fun doing it. So I had to tell our producer that we were doing this again because, listen, this one's for me, mama. Now, before we get into the insane family lore, we have some announcements to make. First of all, Chris vs. the People is going on the road this fall. The tour is quickly approaching. I'm just now realizing, like, to me, this is like some not real thing off in the distance. But like, oh my God, we're halfway through July. That's disgusting. I think we can all agree. We're bringing the show all over North America. I am so excited. You can get meet and greet or general admission tickets. The shows are so fun. And if you're wanting to go, but you're like, oh, I have no one to go with, I promise you so many people have made friends at these shows. And also you can comment on the episodes on our YouTube channel and say, hey, anybody going to this show? I'm going alone. Would love to have friends. Boom. You have friends. People ask me all the time how I make friends, and it's by buying a ticket to my show. Oh my God, imagine that's the tour slogan. Now, our other announcements aren't as crazy. If this is your first episode, welcome, and be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I love our video episodes. I think they're so fun, and I just also love the community that gets built in the comments of the YouTube channel. And then, as always, we are going to be recording the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon. Today, we are hearing all about a sneaky little 19-year-old bachelorette who basically is cheating on her fiance, and her dad is paying for the entire wedding. But we're hearing from the stepsister. Ah! I know. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Now, if you want to join the After Show family, be sure to subscribe to the Patreon. The links are all in the description down below for the tickets, for the audio episodes, for the YouTube channel. And also down below is the submission form that you can fill out if you want to be on a future episode of Chris vs. the People. The form is in every episode's description. So even if you're not listening to an episode and you're like, oh my God, I have to submit this for Chris vs. the People, you can find the links there. That's enough babbling out of me. Quite honestly, I'm so tired of hearing myself talk, which is great because we have our first caller.
Hello.
Hi, Val. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what wild lore are you telling us about your family today?
I am telling about my brother.
Okay. As someone who is smack dab in the middle of two brothers, I am fucking sat and ready.
Right. I do have to preface. He has passed away by now. So the stories that I can now tell because he can't be held accountable for them.
Oh my God. What? I'm suddenly like a little less sad. I'm like, what are we about to hear about?
Right. Every story that I even after he's passed away, people have come up to me and told me things. And I'm like, yeah, that lines up. That adds up. That's about right.
Oh my God.
And so these stories I probably couldn't tell, but yeah, he was really, really wild. I was like the anxious child and he was not. So I worried for the both of us.
Is he your older brother or younger brother?
Yeah, he's 4 years older than me.
Oh, okay. So I feel like he's the one who should have been the anxious one trying to take care of all of you.
Right. Well, no, he wasn't worried about anything. I was worried for the both of us. And so our family lore is, he sold oregano on the side, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. For those of you who don't know what we mean, she's not talking about the very popular Italian herb, okay?
Right.
Wait, is oregano even Italian? Or did I just fucking make that up? It doesn't matter, but someone will tell me in the comments. So he was an oregano dealer.
Right. And so he has like a big group of friends because of that.
This is such a funny way of fucking talking about someone being a weed dealer. Like, let's just cut this shit. Like, he has a large group of friends because of it. Fuck, I'm dead. That's so funny.
So there was one guy in the group, and I'm going to name drop him because, like, what is he going to do now? His name was Chris, because I think it's funny. The similarities.
I don't know if we needed to drop the name because now this is starting to feel maybe like an intervention.
No, you're nothing like this, Chris. It's two ends of the scale. So this Chris was like kind of friends with my brother.
Oh, your brother wasn't Chris. Chris is the friend.
No, Chris was the friend.
Oh, I was hoping I was the brother. Damn.
I mean, I can name drop my brother.
No, that's okay. Oh, so you're just going to name drop like your brother's friends. Oh, I love this. I'm back to being fully sat. Okay, so we have Chris.
This is the perpetrator. Yeah, Chris okay. is the perpetrator.
Okay. What was he the perpetrator of exactly, may I ask?
A lot.
Okay.
He, I think that's the right word. Okay, we'll find out. He would ask all the time. He would ask all the time to, like, spot him some, like, he needed some, whatever. So he racked up a little bit of a bill.
Of cash or of oregano?
Owing money for his oregano.
Oh, okay, okay. So he was borrowing against
Are
the
we
bank.
Allowed to say weed?
Yeah, we can say weed. I'm so confused of what's happening, girl.
Oh, my God. See, I didn't know we could say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Welcome. Hi.
He would ask all the time, was like, I need some, like, hook me up, whatever. And he just, like, didn't pay, like, never paid. And so my brother got to a point where he was like, dude, you're cut off. Like, you don't pay. And, like, you're going around the friend group talking shit.
About your brother?
Yes.
That, see, that doesn't sound like a weed smoker. Because I feel like people who smoke weed are pretty generous. They're pretty, like, you know. How is he going to be getting fucking free greenery and then talking shit? If someone gave me free greenery, like, girl, like, I can't sing, but I'd be singing their praises all day long.
Right. My brother was like the epitome of weed smoker. He was like, oh man, like, I hate you're down and out, like, let me help you out. But after like the eighth time, like, what are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah.
So he like got tired of it, and he's like, yeah, like we're not friends anymore, like, I can't help you out anymore, like, you need to find somebody else. Pretty much kick rocks. So one day, and we had heard like in the friend group that this guy was like talking shit, but we were like, okay, whatever. Well, one day, we're home and he starts kicking down our door, like beating our door, kicking down our door, and is saying he's going to kill my brother.
Can I just ask, this isn't how your brother died, correct?
No. Okay. He died in a motorcycle accident, completely unrelated.
Oh my God, that is somehow worse. Oh my God. Okay. So Chris is kicking down the front door, which does sound like something out of my fucking playbook, which is scary.
He is kicking down the door and he's like, I'm going to kill you. Like, the whole thing was pretty much, I'm going to kill you. So my brother calls my dad, and my dad's like the voice of reason. And my brother's like, I'm going to go outside and beat his ass. Like, I'm going to go outside and we're going to fight.
How old was your brother at this time? Like, is he in high school? Is this college? Is this post-college?
He is, it's like freshly out of high school. Because it's, I think it was like 2017, maybe.
Okay.
So I was 17.
Okay, so he was like 21.
Yeah, exactly. So, and again, no fear in that. And I don't know how, but he was like, I'm just going to go outside and fight him. And my dad's like, yeah, son, please don't do that. He was like, please, like, just leave him outside. Like, I'm on the way. Please don't do that. So instead of listening, he decides to open the door. So he opens the door and Chris comes into our house and they start fist fighting. I mean, like full on movie scene fighting.
Are you home for this little event?
Yeah, I'm hiding because I like am fully in fear that this guy's like trying to kill us.
Oh my God, I'm not. If you watch this episode, I am not laughing because I think it's funny. I just, this is one of those stories already that I'm just like, I physically and spiritually cannot picture myself in this scenario. Like, what?
It's happened so many times in my life that now I just watch it. I'm like, all right, well, like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like, here we are.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like hiding, but like obviously I'm worried and like I can't fight. What am I gonna do? So I'm like, okay, he like said he's gonna fight him. The kid's in our house now, so here we are. Well, they're both on the ground, and unbeknownst to anybody in the house, my brother had taped a machete to underneath the coffee table.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he had duct taped a machete underneath the coffee table. So, oh, like, nobody knew it was there.
No, I heard that loud and clear, but what? Did you know he had a machete?
No, but, like, I guess, it, like, it lines up. I now own the machete. I have it. It's like a relic.
I do fear that you are winning the family lore off tonight. This is crazy. You guys have like a fucking memorial machete. That's incredible.
Yeah. So he, as they're both on the ground, he reaches underneath the coffee table and whips out the machete, like the hashtag and slasher.
First of all, the reference is incredible. Second of all, I love that he was like, Dad, can I fight this kid? And your dad was like, please actually don't. And he said, okay. And then grabbed a machete.
Right, right. So as far as my dad's on the way to the house, to preface, but he's not here yet. So he pulls out a machete underneath the coffee table, like nothing I've ever seen before. And the kid is still trying to grab the machete out of his hands. Which, like, why would you grab a machete out of someone's hands? I'm not sure.
A machete, just to clarify for my own sake, but I'm sure there's also someone out there with just as dumb of a question. It's like that really sharp, gigantic fucking, like, sword knife that you use to, like, cut down grass, right?
Yeah, it's like in the movies when you're out in the jungle and they're, like, hacking through.
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh, my God. Someone's trying to grab that?
Yeah, so the kid's trying to, or the dude, this is a grown, large man in our house.
Oh, Chris is in... Is Chris also 21?
Yeah, Chris is a little bit older, actually. And so Chris is trying to grab the machete with his bare hand. Like, I don't know why he would do that, but he tries to do that. So his hand gets slashed open. And at that point, he's bleeding all over the living room.
That's all I'm thinking about is, like, what a cleanup this would be. Oh, my God. My OCD is, like, you would think it's Sunday morning at 10:30 at a church. I mean, bells are ringing.
Yeah, trust me, I was like, absolutely not. I can't even look at it. I'm not going in there. Like, no.
So Chris is just free bleeding in your living room.
Exactly that. And it's like, it was like he was a rabid dog. And then as soon as that happened, it like cut off. So then he's like, oh my God, I can't believe you would cut my hand. Keep in mind, you just broke into our house and threatened to kill us.
I was
my brother.
Just gonna say, I think you may have started it, buddy.
Right. You're in our living room, uninvited.
You're in our living room is honestly such a funny fucking response. I'm just picturing you coming out of hiding and be like, bro, you're in our living room.
Right. This isn't a Wendy's. You're in our living room.
I was just gonna say this isn't a Wendy's. Ugh. Yes.
So he's shocked. He's honestly shocked. And he's like, I can't, you could have cut my hand off. I can't believe you cut me with machete.
I can't believe you kicked down the front door over a gram, bitch. I mean,
right.
What are you talking about? What would you do for a Klondike bar, Chris?
Exactly. I want to know where he's at now. I do, but I can't, I don't want to know, but I do want to know. But so at this point, my dad arrives on scene.
And the blood's flowing.
Yeah, and Chris is in our living room with his hand slashed open, crying.
What was your dad's reaction to this? Like, what? I know that you were hiding, but, like, what did you hear?
My dad was like, what? Because my brother's, like, no longer trying to, like, he's not going after him with the machete. He's, like, just sitting there, like, bro, you came after me. Like, sorry, you got hit with the machete. Like, you're in my living room.
Was he, your dad not just stunned by the just amount of blood everywhere?
Yeah, a little bit. He was like, okay, so you got in the house. Because whenever he left off on the phone, Chris was just still trying to beat down the door.
At the front door, yeah.
Right, right. So he was figuring he was going to pull up and Chris was still going to be on the outside of the house. But he walked in and it's like a Kill Bill prequel.
Which, like, okay, if someone, I guess your brother opened the door for him, but, like, is that not just self-defense?
I mean, yeah, but I still wouldn't tell it if he was still around because I don't want him to get in trouble. But, like, I would think so. But it gets worse.
Huh?
So my dad's like, yeah, so you broke into our house and, like, I'm sorry your hand's cut. My dad's, like, de-escalating the situation. He's, like, fully playing therapist. So I'm like, what the hell? What the hell, y'all?
What does your dad do for work, out of curiosity?
He was a car salesman.
Oh, I mean, that, it, like, if he's not a therapist or a psychiatrist or something, like, that's the next best thing to be. Like, sell Chris a one-way ticket out of here.
Right, he's going to smooth over the situation.
100%.
And so Chris is, like, shocked, boohooing that his hand's cut open. So my dad drives him to the fucking hospital. I'm like, Dad, why the fuck are you driving the guy who just broke into our house into the hospital? Like...
Okay, like, let's not shit on your dad too hard, because, like, while that is just absolutely butt-fucking stupid, Like, let's just celebrate that there are still good men out there. Like, come on now. That's almost too kind.
Right. I was like, you're going to ride in a car with this man?
That was my first thought, is like, girl, what are we doing getting into another closed environment with Chris?
That's what I'm thinking. He's like, well, he's upset. Your brother cut his hand open. And I'm like, he broke into our house and he wanted to kill him.
Yeah, like, what? Okay, your dad is really just so stupid. No disrespect to your dad, Val.
Yeah, I don't know on that one. So I think he was like trying to avoid charges being pressed, but I was like, he's in our house. Like, he came here.
Yeah. Okay, so he drives him to the hospital. Does he stay at the hospital with him?
No. He leaves him there.
Period.
And then Facebook starts blowing up. This man tagged our local hospital. And then tagged my brother and said, I'm here at the hospital because of my brother's name, and tagged him. So everyone is like, oh my God, like, what happened? Like, what do you mean? You know, like, Facebook goes crazy over shit like that.
Well, especially in like 2017, like, that was still sort of like, it was relevant.
Right, it was like the news.
It really was. It was our newsstand. Is this like blowing up within like the friend group / like family, like your local circle, or is this like a community spread thing now?
This is like the friend group, family saw it, like people we don't know saw it. Like it was out there. So then, but keep in mind, he follows it up with another post of his hand and said, I had to get 14 stitches, and then asked my brother because of him.
Okay, well, not to be a bitch, but 14 stitches isn't that crazy to be like shitting your pants on Facebook.
Right. And the just the cherry on top. My brother, his only post, he posted back and said, that's what happens whenever you break into my house. Come on back when you want some more. And tagged him back.
Your brother took his machete, cut off someone else's toes, and put 12 toes down on that. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's incredible, honestly. And also, there is just nothing than good old-fashioned Facebook beef. Like, when people are brave enough to make that shit public and, like, air out that dirty laundry, oh, it smells amazing.
Like, how are you going to break into our house, have a machete fight, and then post on Facebook that you're mad that you lost a machete fight?
I'm gagged. Like, this is nuts. And so your brother only responded once.
Yep, just that. That was the mic drop for him. That was the response.
That's pretty good. Did it end there?
Yeah. Well, so the guy, after that post, later on that night, he deletes all of them. But keep in mind, they've already circled down. My mom, she's like rural country, like Southern Belle. She's like, oh my God, the whole family knows.
Oh,
I can't believe y'all would post that.
Pearls were clutched. Shit.
Yeah, he's like spiraling, and my brother's like, dude, like, I mean, like, what was I supposed to do? Like,
honestly, I kind of feel bad for your brother. I'm like, he like just simply defended himself. He communicated well. Like, I don't know why everybody's not feeling a little more sorry for him. Your mom's like, not our reputation.
But keep in mind, this is like every other week. Something came up and we were like, how do you find yourself in these situations?
Would come up with your brother?
Yeah, he was wild. And he could make some interesting friends. Like, I have another story that we could tell of his Subway sandwich getting stolen on this podcast. Like, I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Okay. And well, probably from selling weed, I would assume.
Exactly that. Exactly.
Whoa. So how did this all end?
So he deletes the post off Facebook, and then, like, a few weeks later, he texts him, and he's like, hey, man, like, sorry about all that. I hope we can still be friends. Like, you know, like, it's just water under the bridge.
Chris said this to your brother?
Yeah, he texted my brother that, like, hoping, like, it was, like, he just forgot about it, and it was all cool.
Like, not only did you break into my house, and I had to slit you open, but then you posted on Facebook for everyone to read that I did that?
Right, like, our distant family who, like, doesn't live in our town is like, hey, why did you cut a kid with a machete? I keep saying kid, but he's, like, a fully grown man.
It's okay. It's okay. I get it.
So, like, you know, we're at Thanksgiving, like, yeah, like, he did hit him with the machete, but, like, he did break into her house, so, like, he had to hit him with the machete, you know, like, trying to explain to Aunt Sue why there was a machete fight, and, like...
As your brother is, like, carving the turkey. Like, we promise, it was just self-defense.
Right, he's, like, completely fine. I'm, like, anxious as fuck. Like, oh, my God. Like, the police are going to storm my house. He's going to get arrested. Like, I'm worried for him. He's like, no, like, it's fine. Like,
I do this all the time, dude. It's fine.
Like, why aren't you worried?
Like, why aren't you moderately, like, disturbed or, like, at least concerned about this?
Right. Like, and after the fact, he did feel bad about it. And I was like... Like, I don't know what to do with you and my dad between driving him to the hospital and, like, like, I don't want that man near our house. Like, don't feel bad for him.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, like, but, like, I had to. Like, he just kept, like, storming the house. And I was like, this isn't normal for people. This isn't a normal family interaction.
No, it's not. But that is some insane family lore. Like, that goes crazy. Thank you so much for sharing your insane family lore on today's episode. I forgot to make the popcorn because, bitch, I would have been sitting here eating some.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one who has a crazy family.
No, you're not alone. We are about to hear from some more people about their family lore, so you can rest assured that you aren't alone. I'll talk to you later. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks so much.
Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Here I am sitting here thinking, like, my family has some funny stories. Bitch, the fuck? He went full Jurassic Park mode on that man. I don't know. I feel like it was justified. Like, it's not like he's just, like, running around with a machete slicing people. Like, he was in his living room. And, oh my God, I'm just now thinking about all of the blood that they had to clean up. But we can't think about that because we have our next caller. Hey, Paris. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What is some crazy family lore you're going to be telling us about today?
Hey, hi, Chris. My grandparents were not just, like, them two. My grandpa's brother was hooking up with my grandma for, like, 40 years.
Wait, so two brothers were tag-teaming your grandma?
Basically, I guess.
Did the two brothers know that they were doing such...
At the beginning of my grandparents' marriage, yes, okay, because a few years after they got married, they got caught, but then they thought it was over. You know, it was just a little bling.
So, hold on. Your grandma and grandpa got married?
Yes.
Do they live with the brother?
Okay, that's a whole thing, because the brother is a quote-unquote free spirit.
Oh, God. So he's a polygamist.
So his home base was with my grandparents because he traveled. So, like, he couldn't have a house, you know?
Oh, okay. So he, like, was kind of on the move, and the very few times or, like, rare occasions he would stay with your grandparents, a.k.a. his brother.
Yes.
Okay. So he's, I guess, home, and his brother, your grandfather, caught him fucking your grandma?
Yes.
Oh my God, that is, like, I believe everyone should have sex, like, obviously consensually. And, like, I love, you know, that old people still got it. I don't respectfully ever want to picture that. Like, maybe I'm ageist and y'all can fucking cancel me, that's fine. But, like, I'll stand on it that I don't want to picture that.
Yeah, you and me both.
Well, those are your literal grandparents, so yeah, I understand you not wanting to picture this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my grandma, she would always, so they're Italian, okay, really Italian, so she'd visit her family in Italy. I think what everyone kind of put two and two together was she was going to wherever, like, my grandpa's brother was, and they were doing whatever there. You know,
so she wasn't even going to Italy?
Most times, no.
She's like, I brought back this tomato sauce from Italy. And you're like, Grandma, this is from the grocery store. What are you talking about?
No, she would do stuff like that.
Okay, honestly, like, I love hearing about women in male-dominated fields. Like, this is tearing down the patriarchy right here.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's still gross of her to, like, cheat on her husband, but like, you know, there is a feminism A24 kind of angle here.
Yeah, for sure. But she would like collect things and then like take an excessive amount of pictures when she would go to Italy, and then she wouldn't just show those, I guess.
Oh my God, she invented having drafts. That's incredible.
Oh, for sure.
Is your grandma still alive? How long ago was all of this?
In 2023 is when we when the grandkids found out, I guess.
Oh, so this is like kind of fresh lore for some of y'all.
Well, okay, the whole thing we found out at my little brother's 10th birthday party.
All right. So I'm going to need you to elaborate on that one, because what?
Yeah. So my grandma's messy sister, her name's Susie, she was like, oh, of course, Ross. So my grandpa's brother is here. And she's like, you still messing with him? And my nosy self is just there like, oh, wait, what? What?
Oh, my God. You were like in your ear and you were like, say that again, homegirl.
Yeah, I like turned around and was like, wait, what's happening at the next table? You know, like, what is going on back there? So I was like, yeah, it's so nice of him to take care of my grandma all these years, because my grandpa passed away, like, I don't know how many years ago, but like, he's gone, you know? And she was like, oh, that's not how it is. And I was just like, oh, what do you mean?
Okay, wait. So you found out at your little brother's 10th birthday that your grandma was cheating on her now dead husband with her dead husband's brother?
Yes.
And you found that out because of your grandma's sister saying that out loud at a 10-year-old birthday party. Like, how does that even come up?
You had two 10-year-olds because they're twins. Brothers are just so, like, innocent.
Double homicide. Ooh.
And they're like, how did this happen at my 10th birthday?
Oh, my God. So your grandma elaborated on all of this at the 10th birthday?
Yeah, because her sister was like, well, you were fucking him in your 20s and now you're doing it again. And I was just like, wait, what?
Okay, honestly, I don't agree with where this is taking place, but like, since it is, I've never wanted to be invited to a 10-year-old's birthday party so badly. Like, to be a fly on the wall for this family revelation?
Mm-hmm. Because this is like one of the events that was, it was weird that everyone came to, because we live in like freaking middle of nowhere, Indiana, and all of them live in New York. So they all wanted to see this 10-year-old's birthday party, you know?
Okay, that is really cute and wholesome.
They got a show.
No, they got more than a show. They got like a front row seat to nutso family lore. So did your grandpa ever know about it?
He found out when his oldest daughter, so maybe like three kids in, were turned 18, and she like wanted to go to college or something, because he wasn't on the birth certificate. Guess who was?
Wait a minute. Wait.
And that's how all like my dad and everybody else found out, I guess.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. So they had three kids, two of which have your grandma and grandpa's name on them, and one of them has your grandma and your grandpa's brother's name on the birth certificate?
Yeah, and she's right in the middle too, because there's five. So it's two, then her, and then the other two.
Did she ever know this before, like, applying to college? Or she found out, like, as she was doing such at age 17 or 18?
Yeah, she found out when she was 17 or 18.
I'm fucking speechless. So, oh my God, like, I'm actually stunned. The woman was too stunned to speak.
No, me, because I still can't believe it.
Oh my God, we are being fed family lore tonight. Holy fuck. So one of their kids wasn't actually there as a couple's kids?
Her for sure, but they think maybe one or two more might not be. Not too sure.
Is the brother still alive to this day?
Oh, yeah. He still lives with my grandma and everything, like, takes care of her. He, weirdly, once my grandpa passed, he wanted us to call him Pop-Pop.
Well,
and we were all like, ew, no.
None of that surprises me, considering he had a kid with his brother's wife.
And he might have a family in like a whole other country. I have no idea where.
Might, honey? I would put almost 99% of my net worth on the table and bet that he absolutely does. Like, this man seems to know no bounds. Wow, your family holidays must be nuts. I want your grandpa's brother's phone number. And, like, maybe he'll be the next caller.
Oh, my because, gosh.
Oh, my God, I have words. That is...
Well, after, no.
Well, no, not right now. I'm not going to do a three-way call. He's done enough three-waying in his life, I fear.
Everyone was yelling. And mind you, okay, this is another lore. So my whole dad's side of the family is Italian. My mom's an ex-Amish.
Girl.
So her side's Amish.
I mean, there is going to be a bidding war between, like, Bravo, TLC, and, like, VH1 for this show. Holy shit. I can't believe your mom left Amishism for this. Like, she could have just stayed put and had the same plot line.
Yes, very much so.
I'm dead. Oh, my God. Thank you for sharing this little walk down memory lane with us.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
You too. Hope that wasn't too much.
No, let me tell you, that was finger licking good, bitch. That was incredible.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I mean, like, not for your grandpa, but, like, you know, like, as family lore, S tier. Like, that's top of the line, state of the art.
Yeah, it was definitely a show that I caused, but that's okay.
No, it is. And that is okay, because at the end of the day, you still aren't your grandpa's brother. And that would be worst case scenario.
Yes.
Wow. Enjoy the rest of your day, queen. I go to therapy.
I might have to.
Oh my God, no. Tell your dad to go to therapy. I'm sure he is fucking scarred from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he is. He doesn't like when we bring it up.
So here you are calling in to Chris vs. the People. I love it.
I'm gonna have to show him.
Oh, God. Thank you again. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Oh, my God. I was sort of like, wow, we peaked at the first story. Jesus, this episode is like seeing a 6'7 athletic gay man out at a bar when you're horny. Like, how are we going to top this? I am almost afraid to say that, because every time I do, the episode somehow does what? Tops it. Now, before we get to our next call, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is Tempo. Now, it's summer, and I don't know about y'all, but I feel so busy, and I find that eating healthy is usually the first thing to slip. And that's where Tempo comes in, because they keep me on track with real meals that I can heat in 2 minutes, which is, I mean, just my favorite part. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Tempo delivers fresh, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals right to your door, which means it's making it easier to eat well and also save time. Something that I often suffer with is portion control, and that's another thing I love about Tempo, because each meal is perfectly portioned for lunch or dinner, and like I said, ready in just 2 minutes. Now, on top of struggling to eat healthy when I'm busy, I often find myself just making the same thing until I get to the point of not liking it. But what's great about Tempo is they have over 20 recipes every week. So I'm not only eating healthy, but I'm also trying new things. It's exciting. I will say Tempo is good about the range of meals that you can find. You can find protein-packed ones with over 30 grams of protein, fiber-rich ones, gut support, etc., which is perfect for me because, honey, my gut needs support. At the end of the day, it's convenient and also flexible enough to fit the way you want to eat. So if you want to try it out for a limited time, Tempo is offering my listeners 60% off your first box. Go to tempomeals.com/Clemens. That's tempomeals.com/Clemens for 60% off your first box. Tempomeals.com/Clemens. Rules and restrictions may apply. Thank you again, Tempo, for sponsoring this episode. And guys, we really need to get to this next phone call because you're gonna gag. All right, we have our next caller. Hi, Nell. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still in shock. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. Now, I'm going to ask you, what family lore are you going to fill us in on today?
So basically what happened was my dad can't have kids, but his girlfriend got pregnant.
And I... Okay. I mean, that was an excellent elevator pitch. I would love to learn more.
Okay. So let's go way back to half my life. I'm obviously a child of divorce. So.
I could sense it in your voice as a fellow child of divorce.
Fantastic. So like half my life ago, I'm outside of the ortho appointment. And I'm just like, my teeth are hurting. I hate everything. And I just want to get on the bus. And I get a call from my absentee father. And I'm like, oh, what do you want? So I answer the phone. He says, oh, you have a sister. And I said, I know, she's at home.
You also ignore her and act like she isn't real.
Eggs. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. This is why I watch you. Jesus. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. But I know, I was like, yeah, she's at home. What the fuck? And he's like, no, like, you have a new one. I'm like, what do you mean I have a new one? All I had is a new adjustment made to my retainer. Like, I don't have a new any.
You're like, slow your roll, bitch, okay? I just got a new rack of braces and that's enough change for 1 week.
Exactly. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? And he said, yeah, my girlfriend, let's say her name's Tiffany or something, had a baby. And I said, how, when, where? And the thing is, I've got epilepsy. I wear glasses, but I am not blind. I could tell if someone's pregnant, and she did not look pregnant, but I also live in a different province. So I'm like, okay, when did this happen? How did it happen? He doesn't know that I know that he can't have kids.
She doesn't... Wait, say that again? I'm too stupid to have followed that on the first try.
Oh, no, you are not stupid. This is just all confusing lore. So I know that my dad can't have kids. I was told this a very long time ago.
I was going to say, how old are you when this is happening?
17.
Oh, okay. Okay. I still don't think... How did you find out that your dad can't have kids then?
I was told when I was about 15 or 16... Because it was kind of a situation of, oh, God, what if I have step siblings? And my mom was like, no, that can't happen.
Oh, okay.
Biologically, it cannot.
Honestly, I needed that reassurance that it came up in a semi-normal way to sleep well tonight.
Sorry.
No, I just am like, how? I'm like sitting here like thinking, I'm like, how does that come up in family conversation? That dad can't have kids. He's shooting blanks, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's how it came up. And
okay.
I was like, okay, so he won't ruin the child of the life of another biological child.
See. Okay, so he calls you and is, you know, announces that you are in fact having a sister and you know that he can't have kids.
I'm fully aware that he can't have kids, yeah.
Oh my God, I would have put in one motherfucking hell of an effort to restart my relationship with my dad if that were the case, because I would need every piece of info. I would be going fucking undercover CIA style. I would be going into the belly of the beast.
Oh, well, the thing was, like, I would visit on and off at the time because it was a shitty situation, complicated, lots of layers, but I would see him. Oh, God, I would make the effort. So he wouldn't want to see me, I guess, but I would see him every few, like a couple times a year, but I'd see like his brother more. So I'd like see his girlfriend, but not as often since I wasn't seeing him.
Okay.
But I got the lore, like, as the time developed, because there's so much lore that has happened before that I'm not bored about it. It's just, it's kind of like someone farting. It just happens, and you walk along your day. Like,
okay. Yeah. Let's go with that. So your dad calls and tells you all of this, and you're like, tell me everything. What does he say? Does he know that the kid is not his?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if he was trying to keep up a front for his girlfriend. I don't know if he was trying to be delusional for himself because he wanted kind of like a redo kid to unscrew up the way that he treated me.
Not a redo, kid. Jesus Christ. I almost turned this into fucking therapy so quickly. I was about to say, and how does that make you feel? But, oh my God. Okay, so he's like saving face for either himself or his wife, your stepmom. And what does he tell you?
Oh, he was like, well, you know, like it just, yeah, we like, she was pregnant, but we didn't want to say anything because it was a really touch and go pregnancy, but the baby's here.
What does touch and go pregnancy mean? Like the baby was there and then it wasn't and then it was again?
Well, I have to say the other reason why visually I didn't know she was pregnant was because of how the baby sat. So it looked like she had a big grapefruit under her, like under a poncho that she was wearing, like just a sweater. And I thought that was a bit odd. And I wasn't going to judge her or anything, but pregnancy, you think the whole belly, but like the baby was just growing in like one section. So it was like a traumatic birth. And that's also why I didn't visually see what was going on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh my God. So this was like, so to you, you had seen her within the last 9 months of this news and everything looked just normal.
Yeah, it looked a little bit weird. And I had like, my mom was like, you know, she looks...
Maybe like she gained some weight.
Yeah, maybe. But then again, my mom was like, nah, she looks like she's pregnant, but I'm not going to say anything because that's rude. Because my mother is not disrespectful. We love my biological mother. We love my mom.
We love good moms here on Chris vs. the People. So does the lore end there?
No. So as time goes on, I play sister, of course, because this child didn't choose anything.
So true. And like, you know what? Good on you, girl.
Thanks. I mean, like, it's just, see, we don't choose. Here, and if I can make someone's life comfy, that would be so awesome to be able to do that. So I just got to chill with a little baby, and I was like, you know what, this is pretty great. So I like played sister when given the option or the opportunity, and I just chilled with her. She was super sweet. I bonded with her and pretty much still did the same thing, kept up a front, and I was on the good side of the girlfriend, and she was all good and happy about it and so just delusional about it as well. At one point, like, my dad's girlfriend found out that the baby had disabilities and asked me if I would help, and I said yes, because I'd been studying disabilities for a few years. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Because that's important, because I said that I would go and help her for a summer. So then questions are asked and asked and asked. And one day I go, and my dad is just sitting at his brother's house. And I sit down, and he says, I have to tell you something. The baby isn't mine. And I looked at him, and I said, I know. Mom told me you can't have kids.
Oh!
He just looked at me.
I mean, honestly... incredible work. I mean, you held that piece of information till the perfect moment.
I couldn't stop. Like, I literally just kept it to myself as a giggle. I was like, this is so funny. You think I'm so dumb because you think that people don't talk, but here we are.
I mean, okay, I will say though, like, and perhaps it is because I'm a dumb man, but I wouldn't expect that to be something that my kid would know. I would hope. Oh my God. I mean, that's like my goal. If I had kids, like I wouldn't, and I, if I had kids and I couldn't have kids, I wouldn't want them knowing that about me.
Yeah, no. And I totally get that. I think in this situation, it was more of like a, no, thankfully he cannot have kids because he will just mess up their life.
No. I'm more so saying like, I wouldn't want them, like, I wouldn't assume that they knew that information.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
That must have been the fucking gag of a century for your dad. He saw his life flash before his eyes.
I think he did. I think he just kind of looked at me like, oh shit. And he was like, how'd you know? I was like, mom told me.
I'm dead. You ate with that girl.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for sharing this lore with us today. This is like divine.
Oh, it was a time, but in the end, I wasn't able to bond with the baby anymore because the girlfriend was like, no, it's going to confuse her. My dad also called a number that popped up on his girlfriend's phone, and it was the real father of the baby. So my dad called, and then this guy answered, and he said to my dad, who are you? And my dad said, I'm Tiffany's boyfriend. Who are you? And that guy said, I'm the baby's dad. So that was cool. So when that hit the fan, she sat there and she was like, I don't think that your kids should see the baby anymore. It's going to be too confusing. And that's, well, it's not good.
Yeah, it is. But whose fault is that, girl?
Exactly. So as soon as the cat was out of the bag, it was no more. You do not see the kids. Yeah.
Wow.
So I had her and then I couldn't. Meanwhile, like I said I would go and I would look after her, help her with like autism stuff and all these things. And then she was like, no, you can't see her.
Oh my God, that poor girl. Like, that is so fucked up. Oh my God. Wow.
I have to say, though, the girlfriend did step it up for that girl because she's a good, from what I had seen in a very short amount of time, she was a very good mom.
Okay.
So.
Period.
And I'm hoping that she keeps that up, but she wasn't nice to me.
Well, yeah, but you're getting your lick back by telling it on Chris vs. the People. So take that, stepmama.
Exactamundo.
Wow.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh my God. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I mean, this might as well have been a fucking water slide because, bitch, there were twists and turns.
Oh, I'm glad that you could find entertainment in this because so many people get confused. Yeah, I could tell it like the back of my head.
No, I'm not going to lie. It definitely, like, I'm not good at family trees just to begin with. So that part was tricky. But I followed along quite clearly. That is nuts. Well, I mean, it was nuts except your dad's inability to nut. So, and I think on that, we leave it there. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too. Thank you so much for calling. Oh my God. Ah, I'm so nervous. Cool.
You're so cute. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, I had no idea that family was spelled M-E-S-S-Y. Wow. I'm just like in awe. And I mean, I fear that I'm only going to say that way because we have our last call. And I have heard that this is going to be an interesting one. So with that being said, hello, Alicia.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Now, what is some crazy lore about your family?
Okay. So when I was about 13 years old, we went to Disney World for the first time.
Oh, okay. Love.
And it was pretty crazy.
Oh. expand on that.
Okay. So take you back, the year is 2014. Little me's 13 years old and my sister is 22. So she's on the trip with me. We are from like the Pennsylvania area and we're flying to Florida.
Oh my God. I know the trip well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
I made that pilgrimage when I was a kid.
Yeah. So it was my first time. I was like so excited. But a little backstory before then. So my parents are not together. I live with my mom in Pennsylvania at the time. And my dad, he was a truck driver living in between like Florida and Texas.
Okay.
He had like two apartments. So we were going to stay with him in his apartment in Florida. He was doing a lot during this trip. He was like trying to move out of Florida to live in Texas. Like primarily.
God, what a nightmare to have that decision. Do I live in Florida or do I live in Texas? I mean, bitch, you treat me like Christy Gnome treats her dog. You take me out back and you put me down.
So yeah, so it was a little crazy. Also backstory on him, my dad is a drug addict. He's a crackhead. So this point in time, from my memory, he is clean.
Okay.
He used to live up here like in PA with us, and like that's when he was using primarily, so like moving kind of helped him.
And at the time of this story, your parents were divorced.
They were never married. So yeah, they were never together.
Oh, well, they cut the budget down by not having to have a divorce. So that's kind of smart.
There you go. So yeah, so I'm 13. My sister's 22. She's in college. It's about like July.
Oh my God. Not that there's a great time to go to Florida, but you picked maybe the worst time to go. For those of you who don't know, Florida is so fucking humid. It is so humid. Mm-hmm. And in the summer, it is so hot and humid.
Yeah, so I don't know what was going through our minds. I was just a kid. I was excited. I don't really spend time with my dad. So I was like, oh, he's going to make up for lost time and, I don't know, get his redemption arc with taking us to Disney World. So I was so excited. So we fly down there. We spend a week there. I don't know from what day we went, but we spend a week. So our first day down there, he lets us know that he has a girlfriend. And we're like, oh, okay. And that she's going to be spending time with us.
What? Wait, is your dad there?
Yeah, so my dad is in Florida. He flew us out from PA.
Okay, so he's not just like ice road trucking it. And he's like, by the way, girlfriend's going to drop by. You're going to meet her? I thought that's what the tea was. And I was like, that's crazy.
No. So she actually lived in the same town that we're from in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God.
So he flew her out a week before. We didn't know about this until we got there. So he flew her out the week before. And that week before, he was spending money on her. Basically blew his whole budget for our trip for when we were supposed to come down. So, but we didn't know that at the time. So we get there. He picks us up from the airport with his lady. And I'm like, who the fuck is this lady at? Oh, sorry, I cursed.
That's okay, babe. It's, I mean, if you have heard some of the stories that we've heard today.
So we're confused. We're like, I don't know who this lady is. She's like, yeah, this is my girl. I don't even remember what her name was.
That's okay. You don't need it.
I don't need it. I don't even know where she is right now. God bless her. So he takes us from the airport and he takes us around to like visit family that we don't know. And friends, basically I used to call it like a ride along. Anytime I met with my dad after a long period of time, he would like show us off to his friends and such, like, hey, these are my girls. Like
half of that is so cute. And half of that is so heartbreaking.
It is. And now I laugh about it, but like back then, like I had no clue. I was just like, yeah, we're spending time with dad, whatever. So from the airport, we don't even like breathe. We go like bus, club, another club. We're going house.
At first I was like, he took you to a club?
No.
And then I understood the reference.
We visited so many houses where I was like, I don't even know how half of these people, like, I don't know who they are. But at the last, like at the end of the night, he's like, I have to go pick up something from a friend. So we're like, okay, cool, whatever. Mind you, it's me, my sister, and his girlfriend in the car. So he goes into this house and we're like, okay, it's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. We're like, what's going on? Like, whatever. We're just on our phones. I'm not even thinking of anything of it. 45 minutes go by, Chris. And we're like, where the fuck is this guy? Like, what's he doing? Where's he going? He comes out of this house and this big woman behind him, like, it's walking out the door, like walking him out. And she's like leaning up on the door frame, like kind of like swooning over him.
Okay.
Like as he's walking back to the car. And we're like, what's this lady? Like, why is she like googly eyed? And it's kind of awkward because his girlfriend's in the car.
I was just going to say, is his girlfriend waiting in the car with you during this?
Yes. For 45 minutes, we were waiting there.
I mean, that, I would have plucked out all of my hairs one by one. That sounds so uncomfortable.
It was so weird. And she was trying to make small talk with us.
Did she know what was happening?
I'm sure she did know.
Okay.
He came back in that car and he said, I got the tickets to go to Disney. And we're like, how did you get the tickets? And he didn't want to say. He just, I know a friend of a friend.
Did he suck dick for Mickey tickets?
And he got down and dirty with that lady. I don't know what he was doing in there for 45 minutes. But she came out looking satisfied. Let me say that.
Oh my God. He's f***ing for Disney tickets.
Exactly. Apparently she like worked in the bill, I don't know, an admin or something for Disney. And she got him free tickets. And
Wait a fucking minute. She's a Disney employee?
Yes. She worked in like the building. So my dad, like I said, he's a truck driver. So he would like deliver furniture and stuff to like the hotels and the resorts. So he knew this lady from like work.
That is so fucking funny. Imagine your dad walks out and behind him is Mickey Mouse.
No, for that, real.
That is so fucking funny, honestly. He literally fucked for Disney tickets. Oh my God.
No, he got down and dirty. She looked like sass, like she was just there staring. I was like, who the fuck is this lady? Anyways. So yeah, he got down and dirty for the tickets. So we go home and then it's day two, right? Go back to his apartment. Mind you, it's a one bedroom apartment. No shade to him. He's living alone most of his life.
No, that's totally fine. But like definitely not conducive to, you know, having guests and emphasis on the part.
Yeah, we slept in the living room. Him and his girl went in the bedroom, whatever. Day two, Disney. Okay. We did all four parks in one day.
Oh my God. In July in Florida. I mean, that deserves some sort of like Nobel Prize, spot on America Ninja Warrior. I don't know, but oh my God, you guys might be indestructible.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it, but we were moving. We were moving and grooving and we were driving to each park, like bouncing. You know, we had a park hopper. She really hooked us up. Whatever he did in there.
He did his big one.
This big one. Yeah. So we were there hopping and bopping, like going to each park. I think it was after the second park, he turns to my sister. Mind you, my sister's like in college. She like has her own like apartment and everything. So all her money that she saves is like for her rent for this fall semester that's coming up.
Okay.
He turns to her, the car's silent, and he goes, I have no money. You're going to have to pay for the rest of the trip. Yeah. So she was pissed. She was like, I have to use my rent money for the fall semester. Like, this is fucked. Like, what the heck?
Oh, my God. Is there not someone at a bank he can, you know, get down and dirty with?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know if he has those connections.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And this, you guys are in the middle of Disney.
In the middle. Like, we left the park to go, like, I think we went to go get, like, a Wawa hoagie or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. That was the most like East Coast Pennsylvania sentence I've ever heard. Go to Wawa to get a hoagie. I'm going to Wawa to get a hoagie.
Yes. Yeah, so we on our way to the Wawa, that's when he told her. And she was like, are you kidding? This is crazy.
I mean, at least he said, let's go to Wawa, not somewhere way pricier. That would have been crazy. He's like on the way to Applebee's or something. He's like, hey, by the way, you're flipping the bill for dinner.
So she's like, okay, whatever. Like, I'll just suck it up. Like, he's just trying to make the best of the situation for me. So she pays for everything that rest of the day. I wanted to get ears. She got me ears. Like, she tried to make it so I didn't notice, which was, she's wonderful. I love her so much.
That's so cute.
So he's throughout the trip, he's like, after that, he kind of gets like kind of grumpy. Like, from what I remember, he didn't want to go on any of the rides after that. He was kind of like, I don't know, his just vibe like changed. Like, he was kind of over it, whatever. I think he was just stressed or maybe just like embarrassed that he didn't have the funds.
Or just a really solid combo of the two.
Yeah, so we finished Disney. We're like, we're tired. We're going to go home. We don't have anything planned. So we're stuck in this apartment the next 2 days, actually. Stuck in the apartment. He has no internet, no TV. All he has is his boombox in the living room. And it's playing like top 40. Like,
I mean, listen, it could have been like a country channel or something. So like, that's at least a win. You know, you could have been listening to like four straight days of like heavy metal.
No, true.
Like Ariana Grande's, that's like best case scenario.
First hour, Chris, perfect. I was like, yeah, it was my jam. I love it. We were there like all day. We did nothing. That Break Free Ariana Grande song all day, played on repeat. I was like, okay. After hour four, we're like, what are we doing?
And that's where you lost me, Sharks. Because, no, that song could be played on repeat for the rest of my life. And let me tell you, I will have a ball every single time.
But after the the first 2 hours, I was so excited. I was like, yeah, it's my jam. After like hour 4 or 6, I was like, yeah, get me out of here. Because it was just on loop. It was like the same, like, you know, top 40, same like 10 songs over and over again.
Have you ever worked in retail?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm shocked that you like even noticed, because like I feel like that is like the essence of retail, is like hearing the same 12 songs over and over to like the point where you like tune it out.
It was fine, but like it was also weird because what he did, he like locked himself in the bedroom with his girlfriend.
Oh.
They were like fucking all day.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean, I hear you a lot more now. Like if I was hearing Break Free on repeat while my dad and his girlfriend were in the room, I would also be trying to break free. Like I get that.
Yeah. So it was very uncomfy. Of course, I'm a child, so I'm like, why are they in there for so long?
Oh, baby girl, they are fucking. They're fucking. He's giving her the Disney special.
Yeah, for a whole other day. Like, crazy. Anyway, so we're stuck in the house all day. He did not talk to us that whole day.
Okay, no offense to him, sure, he's like great or whatever, that doesn't seem like a downside.
No. I mean, you know, but like picture like kids so excited to like spend time with their dad.
No, I was just about to say, but when you look at it through that lens, that is really sad. But like me, 32, sitting at this table, oh my God, that's like, whew, you know?
Trust. I feel it now.
So how does this trip to Florida end, I'm afraid to ask?
Yeah, so what happens, he sleeps with her all day, and then he kicks her out because they get in a fight. So kicks her out, and she leaves. I never see her, like, the rest of the days. And she still doesn't talk to us. We run out of hot water somehow. I don't know if he, like, he was moving out, so I guess he stopped paying the water bill or the heat or gas, whatever it's called. So we were just in survival. I was like, no, don't worry, like we'll heat up water on the stove and we'll take a shower that way. So that's what we did.
Oh my God, you didn't have any water at all to shower?
We had water, but it was ice cold.
I mean, oh my God, that's when you should have just like done a lap around the neighborhood in Florida in July and then just hopped in the shower, because I bet that would have felt fucking fantastic. I'm like, wait, this is like honestly a delicacy considering the circumstances. I'm like, oh, he's treating you to cold water. Come on now.
No, at the time we were like, get us out of here.
No, I'm kidding. That is a fucking nightmare, Diva. Like, you have every right to have been.
We even called like my mom. We're like, hey, can you get us a flight out of here? Like, he's being weird. He's being like really like just mean. We're like, we need to go.
Mom, he's being weird again. Can you pick us up?
Please, like, get us out. And she goes, oh, don't worry. Like, stick it out. Like, you don't know. Like, you guys give him the benefit of the doubt, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, what, lady?
No, mom. We just heard him fuck his dick up right off. I mean, what are you talking about?
Exactly. So, basically, last day, we beg him. He takes us to the beach. And we're there for an hour. It starts to rain. He drives us home. On the way home, windows are up. He's like crop dusting us in the car, like farting it up, crazy, not even speaking to us. Like, he's still mad at us. I don't know why he's mad at us.
And then what? He just like drove off the highway, hopefully?
No, he took us out to Applebee's, ironically.
Period. But wait, did he really take you out to Applebee's if your sister paid for it?
You know?
Like, wasn't he just essentially like an Uber ahead of his time?
Basically. So he took us to Applebee's. It was the last day. And he was like, so how was your time? How was the trip? And we're like,
well,
not fun.
I would say, did you not see it? But you didn't, because you were in your room going to town and then to Disney World and then back to town. Oh my God, what a hot mess express. That should be the name of his trucking company, honestly.
For real.
That would be like the most legit advertising in history.
No, for real. The story ends, he takes us to the airport and he gives us the flip-flops to his ex-girlfriend, because apparently she left them there and those are her only shoes. So I guess homegirl was like barefoot around Florida.
And let me just say, something tells me she is not alone. And so he's just like, all right, bye, guys. Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. And by the way, she's on your flight home. Yeah. That's how he left us at the airport. Here's her flip-flops. She's on the flight home with you. Can you see if she wants them? Huh?
I that's almost one of those situations where it, like, it goes so far in the direction of bad that it comes around being incredible. That's insane. I'm going to think about this for a long time.
Yeah, so we always say that's the worst vacation we've ever been on.
That tracks. That would be, I'd be concerned if there was a worse one, honestly, that you were sitting on.
No, everything else has been great.
Oh, well, cheers to that. Oh my God, thank you so much for sharing this with us and, like, closing out this episode. What a beautiful story to end. I mean, not beautiful story, but, like, oh my God, I feel like I just, like, watched a whole movie.
Yeah, it was a very eventful ride. I'm so grateful that you called me, though. I love the show so much.
Oh my God.
I work, like, a boring 9-to-5, so every Tuesday, I, like, put this in my ears and pretend like I'm somewhere else.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice. Oh my God. Like, thank you. I am so excited that I got to talk to you today and that you'll be able to hear yourself at work.
I'm so excited. I'm going to tell everybody, like, I'm on Chris vs. the People. Guys.
Oh, honey, you just might be the damn title, because that one really took the cake. Like, that was almost a cinematic way to end this episode.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chris. Bye.
Bye. Y'all, that? I mean, like, I don't want it to come across like I'm like, that's incredible, because, like, these are really sad and, like, insane things. But, like, as someone who is calling them in, that was a full plot line. Like, the plot line came full circle. At least to me. Maybe it's the nowadays of it all in my drink. But oh my God, wild note to end on. Kind of obsessed. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode as well. If you're watching the episode on YouTube, be sure to comment down below any crazy family lore that you may have, or just submit it with the link in our description. You can fill out our form and possibly be on a future episode. Be sure to rate this 5 stars and leave a nice little review. It helps us out a ton. Subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. Get tickets to Chris vs. the People live on tour. And if I don't see you on the after show, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.